Chapter 42. Thomas decided not to tell the others about the message from Newt. He didn't see what possible purpose it could serve. It was time to move on, and he did so with a coldness that he didn't know he had. They spent 2 nights in the Burg, resting up and talking plans. None of them knew much about the city or had any solid connections. Their conversations always returned to Galley and the Right Arm. The Right Arm wanted to stop Wicked. And if it was true that Wicked might begin the trials all over again with new immunes, then Thomas and his friends had the same goals as the Right Arm. Galley. They had to go back to Galley. On the morning of the third day after their run-in with Newt, Thomas showered, then joined the others for a quick meal. It was obvious how anxious everyone was to get moving after 2 days of sitting around. The plan was to go to Galley's apartment and start from there. There'd been a little worry about what Newt had told them, that some cranks were planning to break out of the palace and go to Denver, but there'd been no sign of them from the air. Once they were ready, Thomas and the others gathered at the hatch door.
"Let me do the talking again," Jorge said.
Brenda nodded.
"And when we get in, we'll find a cab."
"Fine," Minho muttered. "Let's quit this shuck yapping and go." Thomas couldn't have said it better himself. Movement was the only thing that would deaden the despair he felt about Newt and his dreadful note. Jorge pressed a button, and the huge ramp of the cargo door started to pivot downward. The door had only opened halfway when they saw 3 people standing just outside the Burg. By the time the bottom edge thumped the ground, Thomas had realized that they weren't there with a welcome banner. 2 men, 1 woman, wearing the same metallic protective masks as Redshirt back in the coffee shop. The men held pistols, and the lady had a launcher. Their faces were dirt-smeared and sweaty, and some of their clothes had been torn, as if they'd had to fight their way through an army to get there. Thomas could only hope it was security being extra cautious.
"What is this?" Jorge asked.
"Shut your mouth, Muni,"
one of the guys said, his mechanized voice making his words all the more sinister.
"Now step down here nice and easy, or you won't like what happens. Don't try anything."
Thomas looked past their assailants and was shocked to see that both gates leading into Denver were standing wide open, and 2 people lay lifeless in the narrow alley leading to the city. Jorge was the first to respond.
"You start firing that thing, hermano, and we'll be on top of you like stink on Dookie. You may get one of us, but we'll get all 3 of you punks.
Thomas knew it was an empty threat.
"We've got nothing to lose,"
the man replied.
"Give it your best shot. I'm pretty confident I'll nail 2 of you before anybody takes a single step."
He lifted his gun a couple of inches and aimed at Jorge's face.
"Fair enough,"
Jorge muttered, and put his hands in the air.
"You win, for now."
Minho groaned.
"You are one tough slinthead."
But he raised his hands too.
"You guys better not drop your guard, that's all I'm saying."
Thomas knew they had no choice but to go along. He put up his hands and was the first to walk down the ramp. The others followed right behind, and they were led around to the back of the Burg, where an old beat-up van waited, the engine rumbling. A lady in a protective mask sat at the steering wheel, and 2 others holding launchers sat on the bench seat behind her. One of the men opened the side door, then gestured inside with a nod of the head.
"In you go. 1 wrong move and bullets start flying. Like I said, we've got nothing to lose. And I can think of a lot worse things than the world with 1 or 2 less munis in it."
Thomas climbed into the back of the van, all the time working at their odds. 6 versus 6, he thought. But they had weapons.
"Who's paying you to steal immunes?"
he asked as his friends clambered in to sit beside him. He wanted someone to confirm what Teresa had told Galley, that munis were being rounded up and sold. Nobody responded. The 3 people who'd greeted them at the Burg got into the van and closed the doors. Then they aimed their weapons toward the back.
"There's a pile of black hoods in the corner,"
the lead guy said.
"Put them on, and it won't sit well with me if I catch you peeking during the ride. We like to keep our secrets nice and safe."
Thomas sighed. Arguing would be pointless. He grabbed one of the hoods and slipped it over his head. All he saw was darkness as the van lurched into motion with a roar of the engine.